Truth News Network.
Identity politics is poisoning the American well of freedom.
There is an antidote.
It's right here at TNN, Truth News Network. For today's chapter, here's Dan Newman.
And welcome to TNN. It's a Tuesday. Boy, it's a wild and woolly Tuesday, too, because yesterday we heard the Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Vladimir Putin is certainly on his way to Washington, D.C. to take over our government. That's what you'd think listening to all of the political pundits in Helsinki. It's not just from the left either. It's not just the Democrats. It's coming from every never-Trumper in the world, even from some at Fox News. Who would believe that would ever happen? Speaking of happening, what happened on Monday? Well, President Trump and President Putin got together in Helsinki, Finland for a bilateral summit. Half of U.S. political wannabes weighed in on what President Trump should say, should not say, should do, should not do, and even what he should wear. The other half said he should cancel the summit, especially in light of special counsel Robert Mueller's Friday surprise indictments of some more Russians in advance of the summit. Perfect timing, wouldn't you agree? Here's the question and President Trump's answer that has the world in an uproar. Listen closely. And after that, you'll hear some of Putin's responses and several other questions with answers. Buckle up, folks.
Would you now, with the whole world watching, tell President Putin, would you denounce what happened in 2016, and would you warn him to never do it again?
All I can do is ask the question. My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be. I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. And what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer. The probe is a disaster for our country. I think it's kept us apart. It's kept us separated. There was no collusion at all. Everybody knows it.
As to who is to be believed and who is not to be believed, you can trust no one if you take this. Where did you get this idea that President Trump trusts me or I trust him? He defends the interests of the United States of America, and I do defend the interests of the Russian Federation. We should be guided by facts. Could you name a single fact that would definitively prove the collusion? This is utter nonsense.
What happened to the server? What happened to the servers of the Pakistani gentleman that worked on the DNC? Where are those servers? They're missing. Where are they? What happened to Hillary Clinton's emails? 33,000 emails, gone, just gone. I think in Russia they wouldn't be gone so easily. I think it's a disgrace.
Does the Russian government have any compromising material on President Trump or his family?
I called him a competitor, and a good competitor he is. And I think the word competitor is a compliment. I think that we will be competing when you talk about the pipeline. I'm not sure necessarily that it's in the best interests of Germany or not, but that was a decision that they made.
I believe that Russia is a democratic state, and I hope you're not denying this right to your own country. You're not denying that United States is a democracy. Do you believe United States is a democracy? And if so, if it is a democratic state, then the final conclusion in this kind of a dispute can only be delivered by a trial. Mr. President, I'll give this ball to you, and now the ball is in your court.
That's very nice. That will go to my son, Barron. We have no question. In fact, Melania, here you go.
That was the best thing from the press conference when President Putin gave a soccer ball to President Trump from the World Cup that was played in Moscow this past weekend. And, of course, the president's son, Barron, was the recipient of that ball. Folks, you couldn't see what was going on in the podcast, but if you go to the website, the entire video that we just played, the audio of here on the podcast, is available for you to see. The most ridiculous question, which kind of summarized most of the American press questions in the press conference, was that Associated Press question asking President Putin if he had any compromising or embarrassing information about President Trump or his family. There was a long pause there. In the video, you'll see that President Putin almost choked and laughed his rear end off, snickered at the insolence of the American press that would actually ask such a stupid question. Well, you heard a lot in there, and there's a whole lot more. The uproar centers around the president's response to that Associated Press reporter's question of Mr. Trump. Does he believe President Putin's claims that the Russian government made no attempt to hack the U.S. 2016 election? Or does he believe the American intelligence agencies? You just heard the president's response. No doubt it shocked many, but to many, his response makes perfect sense. Let's be honest, folks. What evidence do U.S. intelligence agencies have specifically to prove the Russian hacking attacks in 2016? Have you seen them? Have you heard them? Yes. Mueller issued multiple indictments against 12 Russians and 12 previously. But must I remind everyone that indictments are simply charges, not convictions? Must I also remind everyone that grand jury indictments are not nearly as evidence-backed as those brought by a prosecutor? There's an old saying among attorneys who defend indicted defendants or would-be defendants by grand juries: a good prosecutor can talk a grand jury into indicting a ham sandwich. Why is it so easy? Those charged are not even entitled to have attorney representation with them or in any way consulting them during grand jury testimony. The truth about Mueller's indictments? The first Russians Mueller indicted were not expected to even show up for their first court hearing. But one of the groups indicted actually did retain U.S. legal representation, who did show up at that hearing and shocked Mueller and the court by filing a motion for the judge to compel Mueller to provide their clients with the evidence Mueller used to get the indictments. You may not believe this, but the Mueller team has fought to not provide that evidence, and to this point have not done so. Why is that? In American law, anybody accused is automatically by law provided the evidence by which they have been charged and could potentially be convicted. Robert Mueller, he feels like he's above that. In the batch of those Friday indictments, Mueller actually included this disclaimer, and it's very, very interesting. Listen closely. In it, he said, according to the U.S. Constitution, people are all innocent until proven guilty. We know that. That's a constitutional guarantee. What he was saying is that the indicted Russians are not guilty. They are just charged. Mueller knows that none of them will actually be tried. So what has he done about that? He turned all of those indictments over to the Department of Justice to be investigated as a foreign intelligence policy legal matter. Mueller is a DOJ FBI specialist. He knows that in doing it that way, it means nothing will happen to any of the indicted individuals or companies. He does not intend for there to be any trials. That's probably why his legal team is fighting the court to allow them to withhold evidence used to obtain the indictments against at least one of those Russian groups that were part of the first indictments. The Mueller prosecution of those Russians was for one thing and one thing only: to embarrass the president, anger many Americans who believe just the appearance of Russian collusion is enough to discredit President Trump. Mueller has no intention to get to the truth of any attempted election tampering by the Russians. How do I know? Well, think about this. How would any of the intelligence and/or law enforcement agencies be able to prove hacking? To do so, they would have to find the hacking or the attempted hacking. And they made no attempts, no real attempts to do so. Remember, the FBI never saw or examined any computer servers of the Democrat National Committee or the Hillary Clinton campaign. The servers alleged as the servers attacked by the Russians. The DNC nor the Clinton campaign would allow the FBI access to those servers. I wonder why. I also wonder why, instead of allowing and stonewalling to happen, the FBI did not seize those servers from both for the reasons of national security. Certainly, if the FBI, the Department of National Intelligence, or the Department of Justice were serious about finding any alleged election tampering through electronic hacking, they would have immediately demanded those servers to find details of the hacking. How could they even say there was hacking without being able to verify it from the servers that were allegedly targeted? A reminder here, on July 15th, just a couple of days ago, in the Story podcast, Our Elections Hacked by Russians, Fact or Fiction, right here on this website, the Truth News Network, TNN, pointed to evidence that questions Russian hacking, or at least that alleged specifically by Mueller. Don't get me wrong. I am confident the Russians at least attempted to hack us to impact our elections. I'm certain they do that in every election, as do numerous other countries. And in that same story, we detail that the United States has attempted to infiltrate and impact other countries' elections at least 61 times, including Russia. And in the 1996 presidential election in Russia, the United States made a huge impact on the results of that election to get one person eventually elected as Russian president. It's documented. You can download it July 15th, or on this story today, click on the Our Elections Hacked by Russians Fact or Fiction link. It'll take you right to it. Who are we to be so sanctimonious? What entitles the United States with unilateral authority to do anything we deem necessary to change a foreign election's results? We do it. And if other countries follow our example, how can we demonize them for doing exactly what we do and have done at least 61 times? If Mueller really wants to get to the truth of his charges against the Russians, in 1999, Russia and the United States signed a treaty, the Senate approved it, in which both countries agreed to cooperate in the event either takes criminal actions against citizens of the other country. President Putin referenced this treaty in his Helsinki speech today, and he stated specifically that if Mr. Mueller wishes, and he named Robert Mueller, the Russian government will cooperate with Mueller, his investigators, and will welcome the Mueller team to come to Russia to present their evidence against those Russian citizens, all in accordance with the treaty. Terms of the treaty define exactly how that process works. And just a side note here, you can find a link to that treaty at the bottom of this story, and it is downloadable for anyone to see. I welcome and urge you to do just that. It's going to blow you away. And it takes Putin, who is supposed to be one of the most evil persons on earth. It's a treaty that was approved by both countries' legislative bodies, and signed. It took a Russian to remind Americans there's a legal process to resolve this matter. Got some more good stuff for you in just a moment. Sit tight.
Real truth, real news. TNN, the Truth News Network.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&Ms.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate. So you've been avoiding M&Ms.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's dark chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes.
M&M's dark chocolate candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
Brooke Ellison is a surprising person.
When I was 11 years old, I was hit by a car and no one expected me to live.
She surprised people by living.
I've been paralyzed from the neck down and on a ventilator since that time.
And she surprised them by going to college.
Tomorrow, I will graduate from Harvard.
Determination. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper? Never fear. The Truth News Network has your answer. Download TNN podcasts to your phone and catch up with the latest news during your busy day. TNN, the Truth News Network. Only at dnewman.org.
Welcome back, and we're talking about the furor of the media. The legislature, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, everybody is weighing in on the Helsinki-Finland meetings that happened on Monday between President Donald Trump and President Vladimir Putin of Russia. With all the noise and the uproar by everyone in the mainstream media, even in the conservative media, politicians on the left and many on the right, one thing sticks out to me. The American people don't buy all the Russia complaining, allegations, indictments, and the reasoning behind the hollow claims against this president. And you know what? Polling of Americans bears that out. Regarding Americans' approval of Robert Mueller, his investigative team, and all things involved in his investigation, it doesn't look good for Mr. Mueller. His approval ratings among Democrats and Independents are at 24% and 33% respectively. 36% of all registered voters are also seeing Mueller unfavorably, which represents the highest level since the polling first raised the topic 11 months ago. Back then, 23% of all voters said they viewed Mueller negatively. This is a quote. Robert Mueller's disapproval rating is at its highest point since Morning Consult and Politico began tracking the special counsel, said Tyler Sinclair, Morning Consult's managing director. He continued, a key driver of this movement appears to be Republicans. Today, 53% of Republicans have an unfavorable impression of Robert Mueller compared to just 27% who said the same in July 2017, just a year ago. Here's some notes for you. Americans no longer buy the honesty and integrity of at least senior management at the FBI the past few years. I never thought I would say that. Americans desire finality in this Russia collusion investigation. Collusion is not there. It has not been pointed out, especially after well over a year and Mueller's team spending a reported $20 million. Even with these and a couple of other indictments, none have anything to do with Russian collusion. Americans are aghast at having the likes of James Comey, Andrew McKay, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, James Clapper, John Brennan, and others being in the positions of authority in our intelligence agencies, making life-changing decisions using tainted at best intelligence and facts, and the word facts in quotation marks there because I don't think there are a lot of facts that are putting all these people in trouble. With those acts, honest and good Americans' lives are being destroyed with faked evidence. Americans do not understand why a man like Paul Manafort, who has been indicted for alleged crimes committed more than a decade ago for which the Obama Justice Department declined to prosecute, why a guy like Manafort or anybody could be jailed in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day, not having even been tried yet. Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? A question. Is the president's term for the Mueller investigation witch hunt deserved? Is it accurate? I hate to say this about Special Counsel Mueller or anybody that's a member of the intelligence community, but so far, it is deserved. More importantly, Americans are tired of the leftist attempts to, for political reasons only, ramp up the empty attack rhetoric against this president to somehow run him out of office. How dare they ignore the will of the American people who constitutionally voted to put Donald Trump in office as president? Just because 535 of those people, or a great portion of the 535 in Congress, were elected to represent us in legislative matters, does not give them justification for creating a scenario in which they somehow think they are justified at attempting to destroy this presidency. If there is wrongdoing, and if somebody will provide real evidence to the House of Representatives sufficient to get the House of Representatives to file articles of impeachment against the president, and then the Senate takes it up and tries the president and he's guilty, that impeachment and the guilty verdict will disqualify him from the office of president. That means he's guilty of high crimes or treason. He's not guilty. He's not even charged. We can't, without constitutional authority, get rid of a duly elected president of the United States. Folks, hatred lives among us. Anger lives among us. And attempts at a leftist coup that includes some Never Trumpers and establishment Republicans, that coup lives among us today more than at any other time in American history. Watch in the next few days at the tide of this fake shock and horror from the left quietly fade into the wake of the real story as it unfolds. You know, it's amazing to me that coastal Potomac political elitists don't accept the fact that the only thing that is 100% a cure for darkness is light. And the light is about to be shined in Washington, D.C., and the roaches in the kitchen are already scrambling for cover. That's going to do it today. It was hard for me to not get loud and angry because I'm upset. I don't like this stuff going on. Good things are happening in the U.S., and you don't hear about them from the press. Thanks for joining us at TNN, the Truth News Network. We're here every day. Join us every time. We bring you the truth, and we love doing it.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant.
Real truth, real news. TNN, the Truth News Network.